with a question: where's the economy going? Off a cliff known as recession, or perhaps the other way? We have seen a positive report on growth this past quarter, better than many expected. But what does Jill Schlesinger expect? She is business analyst at CBS News and the host of Jill on Money. Jill, hi.
Hello.
Let's start with Jill on data. The economy in the last quarter grew 2.9%, so good. Yet consumer spending in December fell, or not so great. So for the regular salary person, job hunter, small business owner, how is the economy doing?
Well, what we know is that as the Federal Reserve has pushed up interest rates throughout 2022, it has had its intended effect, meaning that growth has slowed down. And if you look at that GDP report, it's very indicative of what's happened in the sort of coming into the year, meaning that people spent money October, November, businesses spent money, but December looked like a whole different ballgame. And we see that both consumers and businesses pulled back their spending in December. They are likely going to keep that same sort of slower pace in January. And that leads a lot of people to think that this slowdown that the Fed is really responsible for will actually end up into a recession.
Yeah. And which cues our next question on recession. You know, at that fancy economic conference called Davos, two-thirds of the economists there said, yes, they think we'll have a recession in 2023. You know, sometimes it's an issue of semantics or definitions, a recession, no recession. But should we all prepare now for a wobbly economy in case it comes?
I think we should absolutely prepare. But, you know, that may not mean you need to futz around with your retirement account. That really could mean, well, interest rates are likely to stay high. The Fed's going to meet again this week. They'll probably raise rates again by a quarter of a percentage point. So if you've got outstanding debt that's variable, it's going to cost you more. So you want to try to pay that down. We want to try to beef up your actual cash on hand, savings, checking, money markets, short-term CDs. Those are like two basic things to do. And I know we talked about this in my book interview last week, but, you know, it's kind of amazing that when I've told people in the past, like, oh, you should have cash on hand, they say, well, cash is paying zero. Well, it's not anymore. You know, you can get money market accounts for 3-4%, and that's pretty compelling for your safe money.
Yeah. The head of the Federal Reserve, we talked about the Fed, Jerome Powell, says the slowdown effect of the Fed raising interest rates, as you've talked about, will continue to be felt in 2023. So how will we feel this breaking effect from the Fed going forward?
Well, we've already seen it in the housing market, right? I mean, residential investment, maybe prices aren't down that much, but home sales fell almost 18% last year from the previous year's big increase. So that's where you feel it the most. That's the sharp tip. But we're going to start to see it, I think, in more generalized slowdown in the labor market. We'll get a jobs report at the end of this week. I know that the tech sector has grabbed all the headlines. The one thing I'm looking at is temporary help. That temporary help usually gets beefed up when the economy's going great guns, and people usually let those folks, those temps, go first. And right now, if the three-month average is negative for the temporary help services, that's usually a recessionary flashing signal.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst. Jill, thank you as always.
Take care. Thanks.